1. Noah Builds the Ark. A long time ago, the world had become a terrible place. People were cruel to each other. They lied and stole and hurt one another, and almost nobody cared about doing what was right. But there was one man who was different. His name was Noah. Noah tried to do good things and stay away from bad things, even when everyone around him did the opposite. The Bible says Noah walked with God, which means he paid attention to God and tried to live the way God wanted. One day, God spoke to Noah. He said, "I am going to send a great flood to wash the earth clean, but I want you to build an ark, a huge wooden boat. Make it 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. That is about as long as a very large ship, with three whole floors inside." God told Noah to coat it with sticky black pitch, inside and out, to keep the water from getting in. Then God said, "Bring animals aboard the ark, pairs of every kind, birds, cattle, and every creature that crawls on the ground, male and female, and bring enough food for all of them and for your family." Now, nobody had ever seen a flood cover the whole earth before. Noah's neighbors must have thought he was out of his mind. Imagine watching a man build an enormous boat in the middle of dry land, year after year. No rain, no flood, just a man hauling wood and pouring pitch, and building something that didn't make any sense to anyone watching. But Noah did it anyway. The Bible says it simply, "Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him." It took years, not weeks or months, years of cutting wood, shaping planks, and sealing every crack with pitch, while people around him laughed or shook their heads. His sons helped. His wife stayed. And day after day, the ark grew bigger. When it was finally finished, God told Noah to bring his family and the animals inside. And they came. Pairs of birds and livestock and crawling things, walking and flying and slithering through the big door in the side of the ark. Then God shut the door. And then the rain came. It fell for 40 days and 40 nights. Water rose from the ground and poured from the sky until it covered everything. The hills, the fields, the houses, all of it underwater. But the ark floated. It held. The pitch kept the water out. The animals were safe. Noah's family was safe. For months, the ark drifted on the water. Then God sent a wind, and slowly, slowly, the water went down. Noah sent out a raven, and then a dove. The dove came back the first time because there was nowhere dry to land. He sent it again, and it came back with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. The third time, the dove didn't come back at all. It had found a home. When Noah and his family finally stepped off the ark onto dry ground, God put a rainbow in the sky. He said, "This is the sign of my promise. I will never again destroy the earth with a flood." And every time you see a rainbow, that promise is still there. Noah spent years building something that made no sense to anyone watching. Sometimes the right thing looks foolish to everyone around you. Do it anyway. Genesis 6 through 9.